Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking the silence of the night, we welcome you to Night Visions Radio Podcast, right here on the Vibe Radio Network. And now your host, Wendy, Eric, and Luca.
Everybody, welcome to Night Visions.
I am Wendy.
And I'm Eric. Yeah, that's it. I'm Eric tonight.
You're Eric tonight. And we have Ruka somewhere. Ruka!
You got to unmute her first.
Oh. I'm not here. Hi!
I don't know about her, Ruka. I'm
awesome
worried.
That opening was. That was really cool.
We have our friend from another station to thank for that. So.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. H.
Yes, Mr. H, thank you so much.
That was really cool.
I liked it too. I could understand it a lot better.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah.
So good job on the cleanup.
He never did a cleanup.
Oh, well then, clean it up, dude. I know we're gonna start the show, but I don't know if anybody has watched that show.
We were just watching Game On.
Has anybody watched the Game On besides me and Wendy?
Lexi has.
No. I don't know what that is.
It is the craziest show that I've ever seen. It has two teams. It's Team Venus.
Venus Williams and Gronk.
And Gronk.
From the, I haven't been able to say this before. From the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah.
Man, you guys could see the smile on her face. But they had this crazy part on there tonight. It was like mascots, and you had to guess the fake one. And it was so obvious. I mean, I'm there sitting on the couch rolling, trying to catch my breath because I was laughing so hard.
I think I still got tears in my eyes. It was funny.
But it was.
So what have you been doing, Ruka?
Working.
Are you working now?
Yes. Still in the process of driving around, picking up stuff. Ruka is a master multitasker.
I don't know how you do it, because all my concentration would be getting from point A to point B without going to point C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Yeah.
That was one of the wonderful perks of having a mind that moves a million miles a minute.
Yep.
Oh, that's the key. You have to have a mind. Okay.
Oh, well, that leads me out.
And me. That was my line. You spoke it. Man, I don't know what's wrong with this girl. She made some tea, and she's drunk like two glasses, and since she's done that, she's...
It was so good. It's got homemade stuff. It's got homemade leaves in it.
You better, tell a little bit. Homemade leaves?
Well... Homegrown leaves. This year. Tomatoes are doing well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So What were you? I want. I'm ready for you to ask Ruka the question. We have a Doc Ruka question tonight.
Oh yay! I can't wait.
This one comes from Eric. So.
Yes. You are familiar with Ed and Lorraine Warren, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know how they communicated with all these different spirits and all that while they were alive. Well, now that they passed on, do you think they're still communicating with these spirits? Or, you know, do the spirits even know they are deceased? Or?
If I remember correctly, Lorraine is the only one that has passed so far. Ed is still alive.
No, Ed is dead too.
Oh, okay.
He died before she did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, my bad. Then the answer would be yes. Of course they are. If that is what they did in pretty much their entire lives, then more than likely that's probably what they're doing in the afterlife too.
Okay, because I was curious too, and I didn't ask Wendy this once. But, you know, they had quite a few, I guess you could say, bad or evil, you know, spirits. Do you think once they passed on, do you think the spirits were able to be released? Or do you think they're still in their museum? Because, see, how
did
those...
Tony owns the museum now. Tony and Judy.
Well, that depends on whether they were attached to Ed and Lorraine or they were attached to the items in the museum. If they were attached to the items in the museum, more than likely they are still there. If they're attached to Ed and Lorraine, then they're probably gone.
Like Annabelle. I'm very positive, sure, that Annabelle is still Annabelle at this point.
Annabelle is attached to the doll, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you. Now I was thinking back. Have you watched
the Jabot
Room?
The person will come out and give you.
Thank you.
Huh? Go ahead, sorry.
You know, has everybody watched the second quarantine series of Ghost Adventures?
I haven't seen any of them yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you really need to.
Yeah.
If we're going in.
I know, I do.
Because I am telling you, this second episode was really good because I didn't realize some of the stuff this dude has in his museum. Oh, my.
Yeah, and he owns the house next door to it, too, which I did not know.
That doesn't surprise me. Because he was actually working on expanding the museum.
Yeah, I think that's where he was going to expand it, too, is his house. And I don't know, some lady died. Wasn't she in the bathroom when she died?
I think so. But I am telling you, man, you guys are... going to be in for a treat there. Because we were sitting there, and Wendy's like, oh, my God, I'm going to that one. Oh, my God, I'm going to that park. Oh, my God, I'm going to that one. And you guys probably have a 97.9% chance of actually seeing him there.
Yeah, he'll be there now. Oh, she don't say so.
Because
<Okay.
laughs> he mentioned he's there a lot.
Yeah, and that's what Steven said is, you know, he's there. He said 95% of the time, but yeah, we're going to meet Zach. Yay.
So that was cool. I can't wait till you can watch it. I'm not going to say any more than
It's a four-part series, so it comes on Monday too.
If I could find them online to watch them, I would. I can't find them yet, so.
Yeah, they probably will be, like Hulu or something soon. But they are very, you know, especially since we're going to be going.
Yeah, definitely.
There is a problem going to Hinsdale, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you heard about that.
New York, yay. I think it's New York and Connecticut, and there's another one up there. New York is saying that if you're from a handful of states that has the, she wouldn't have to worry about it, that has the coronavirus the worst, North Carolina, which is where we're from, would be one of them, and Stevenson, he would be, he's from Florida, so that he would be in it, that once you get there, you have to get quarantined for 14 days. Well, I don't plan on being there for 14 days. So we might have to push it back a little bit.
I'm okay with that. I'd rather be safe than sorry, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to get up there and they're like, you got to stay 14 days. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
14 days at the end of the world?
Okay, I can do that. I don't know who the
Daniel
would
let
us.
I don't think they'd let us quarantine in the Hinsdale house. That's the thing.
I don't think so either.
They would probably have a quarantine in the hotel.
Yeah, and I don't want to stay in the hotel 14 days.
What about a hotel in Las Vegas?
That I would stay at for 14 days.
Ruka's not going to answer that question.
We could go to the museum every day. We would definitely catch them then.
I did ask Wendy about that, if you guys had a little time. I don't know if you've ever watched the Pawn Stars.
Yep, been there, done that, seen it.
Well, I have a few items that I was just
that he wants me to take, but I don't know about taking them on the plane. It's an old one of them is all of them are very, very, very old. One of them was from the World War II.
It's one of the wars, but it's an actual German compass.
And one of them is I've never seen the adding. Addition and subtraction little mechanism thing that you've got. That would be cool to see how much that thing is worth.
Yeah, because my main thing is you guys getting to meet Rick. Rick and, is it Chumley?
Chumley?
Yep.
I want to meet
Chumley
him.
Chumley and Big Hoss.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I want to meet Chumley.
I'm sad, though, about the old man.
Yeah.
I never got to meet him, but He was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about it.
I don't know if you could ever get it. I don't know if you could ever get in Goldston, their pawn shop, because the last time I went by it, the line was a block and a half long. You'd be in for hours trying to get in.
Well, you guys could give up going to the museum, maybe.
Hell no.
Oh,
yeah.
Not
just
a chance there, buddy boy.
Oh, you guys wouldn't do that for me?
No.
Damn,
Eric, honey, I love you, but no.
Well, then, can you guys get me an autograph of somebody?
We can try.
Somebody. Who's this somebody?
Just anybody. I don't care. Somebody.
You know there's, like, people walking on the street.
Yeah, but they got to be semi, you know, maybe famous. If they look famous, then ask them for an autograph. I don't know.
That's why Ruth is not here.
I got my picture taken with a Michael Jackson lookalike when the last time I was out there.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
It's on my Facebook, man.
I can't go look at that. That's, ooh. Oh, I'm thinking about it, too. I wanted to make a quick disclaimer. I know there's so many, like, little battles and differences and all of that going on Facebook. I want to, first of all, say I don't know how many people go on my page. Probably not that many. But I just want anybody that reads my post to know that I'm not trying to, you know, say a side is wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to share my thoughts on different things. And I'm, because I'm, you know, I'm kind of getting to the point. I mean, I know everybody has a difference of opinion, but it's getting where every day you go on Facebook now, you know, there's no more of issues at hand per se, but that.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of sick of it. If it wasn't for night visions and for the group,
okay.
And I would.
All right, thank you very much.
I would have quit Facebook for a while.
And that's not to say I'm a quitter, but you know, you honestly, you get to the point, you just get tired of it. And I did find out since we are, you know, Busch Gardens fanatics, I, you know, let everybody know that we saw on there that the president of the park has decided they're not going to open at phase three, that he's going to wait because he doesn't feel like it seems right or fair that they're classified like these places that are indoors and can only have 1,000. And, you know, that might seem like a lot of people, but for those who have gone to amusement parks, that's like the workers.
Virtually nothing. Especially for a place like Busch Gardens. It's just not financially a good idea.
No. I think maximum capacity is, what, 38,000?
Yeah.
So 1,000 is the workers. That's about all.
And I know a lot of people, you know, don't like the idea, and I can't blame them of wearing a mask everywhere, because I saw something actually online that this guy did a test, and it's a OSHA-approved device that measures, like, oxygen level, and it's supposed to be, like, the normal is supposed to be, like, I think 27, but he did it wearing a mask, and it was at, like, 17, which is saying that you're not getting, and, you know, so I kind of am going to apologize to Wendy online, because I've kind of given her a hard time about her mask, but she's honestly said she struggles breathing wearing a mask.
A lot of people do. I mean, I understand you need it, but a lot of people do. And I had pneumonia. I know it was a kid, and then I've got a spot on my lung, and it, you know, it hinders me breathing sometimes, but I don't want COVID either, so which one is the best? Staying home and staying out of these places that you got to wear it?
Well, my thing is, I feel like as long as the majority are wearing it, that it will be okay, because if you're not, the only way it would affect is if you cough on everybody or sneeze or have it, and, you know,
if you got it, you need to keep your butt home anyway.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, we're just thinking.
Yeah, I know.
We got completely off of the paranormal subject tonight.
What just kind of stuff, dude?
Nobody's really. One of the questions I've seen is, you know, they're talking about they're not able to get into these places or to get anywhere because of the COVID. Everything is shut down. And I wonder if the places that have constant people coming through, what's going to happen when somebody actually comes through again when it starts back up? Because, you know, say, I don't know, a place where they have everybody coming through a lot. You know, we talk about it, we complain about it. These places, they're so overdone. And now they're not done because nobody's going to them because, you know, you can't. So what's going to happen when they start back up?
It's going to be crazy.
It'll be crazy, yeah.
Because I know a lot of paranormal teams have started up their stuff again. They're, you know, Team Twisted. They got a lot of events coming up.
Which I didn't get any. I didn't even take enough time to get any events or anything today.
We'll get that for the next show. We apologize for that.
Yeah, we have a couple of cool shows coming up, though. Next week is pre-4th of July show, which, you know, I guess, I don't know. It's going to be another 3 hour talk about nothing show.
What do you mean talk about nothing?
Talk about whatever comes up off the top of your head. The next show is going to be on July 8th, which I'll get back to in a minute.
I would make people tune in. I wouldn't tell them.
Don't tell them? Okay. I mean, they've already seen it on my Facebook page.
Oh.
We're going to have Ryan on from 360. And then the next one we're going to have is me and you're not even going to be on it.
Yeah,
it's
no, going to
be me and Jake Fife co-hosting together.
Me and Ruka have to sit in the corner.
Yeah, y'all have to sit in the corner and listen to us talk to Caitlin. Which...
That's okay. I'm going to get up with Ruka, and we're gonna call in and give you guys some tough stuff to answer.
There you go.
I can disguise my voice where you won't even know it's me. Huh. Imagine that.
I don't think Ruka's there.
No, she might have.
I'm here. I'm right here. Sorry, Ellen. I had to go through a drive-thru to pick up an order.
You're working.
Ooh. Yes, multitasking.
Which a lot of people aren't, so we're lucky.
And I'm curious, Have you seen the picture that was taken at 360?
Which one?
That one, that team that was just there took at the rancher in the window.
Oh,
because I'm curious, they say that it was
a little girl.
A little girl, but for me it's hard because, you know, I know a lot of times if you convince yourself, you know, there's something, you'll see something.
Well, they're saying no lights was on. There was a light on.
Someone's tummy's growling.
That's what it sounds like.
That was actually a motorcycle driving by.
Also sounded like a Wendy's Jeep baby girl when you speed up.
Oh, yeah, she likes to growl.
But I was just curious how, I know they've had quite a few teams come out there, and I know the other, someone from another network goes there, what, every, is it Sunday?
Goes where to?
360 and does their podcast from there.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wish we could do something like
we
that.
We can. We have a chance. Ryan said we could go out there anytime we wanted to on a Saturday night and do a show from there. We just have to have a topic.
I'm game.
You're game to go?
I'm game.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Help me come up. Help us come up. And everybody else is out there. Help us come up with a topic to do from 360.
I know what you do from 360. Your idea. What a better way to introduce it.
Just on a Wednesday night, though. We already got him on the 8th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, to wait and just... We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Talk about it, talk about it.
Yeah, we need to start. We need to have a...
And the reason I'm kind of excited is finally, everybody, please, please send great, wonderful, super positive vibes that hopefully this Friday will finally
go to see the DeLorean
again.
Cross your fingers. Stay off your phone. Do not call the health department.
Yeah, please. Because it's bad enough that I'm not even able to go to Busch Gardens right now, but the DeLoreans helped me keep my sanity.
I'm like waiting all over the place.
Well, it's understandable.
What's understandable?
Something you mess with.
Oh. I'm kind of pissed off. Yeah, I said pissed off. And nobody's having any 4th of July fireworks.
You know what really upset me, but it won't affect a lot of people unless you're around here? The Watermelon Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And Wendy's daughter looks forward to this every year. This is like the highlight of her year. And they've already canceled it. And that just, you know, like I said, I understand the reasoning, but it's still just, it's hard for me. Ooh, I can see my girl. What's your name, 11?
Oh, that's not coming out the 4th, I don't think.
Why?
As long as they finished making it yet.
Well, they better get it finished because it will help, too.
He's talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah, Wendy got me hooked on that show, or whatever series. I think it's a show, but series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a great night. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what? Uh-oh. What?
Wendy has gotten rid of our... studio page.
Uh-oh. That's a problem.
Oh, great.
This
I'm going to kick you off the computer if you don't leave it alone.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we got it back. Thank goodness.
We're back.
I ain't done no work because I'm just sitting here talking, and I'm sitting in a chair.
You really don't. This is soapbox tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. You guys got to kind of excuse me, too, of all the times it always happens that tomorrow so happens that I get to be the fortunate to go in at 5 a.m., which means I got to leave here at 0:30, which means Wendy's got to leave at 0:30.
Yeah, I have to leave at 0:30 to go to work. Yay.
Fun.
I want to go to the beach. But they say don't
okay,
go to the beach.
Okay, we can go to the beach on Saturday.
We're going to go to the beach on Saturday.
Okay.
Are you guys going to be wearing your mask?
I'm not wearing a mask. It's in Virginia. You don't have to wear a mask at the beach. Do you?
No.
No.
No. The beach, nobody cares.
How can you jump in the water with a mask on?
Although you got to wear it at water country.
You got to wear it at water country.
And the only time... I think they said you don't have to wear it on the rides, which, you know, the slides and all that.
So what do you do? Hold it in your hand?
Yeah, I guess. So they'll probably have little...
Cubby hose?
Cubby things. That, but they're going to have to be somehow sanitized, because if I go, which I won't, but if I went, I am not going to put my mask for every... Tom, Dick, or Harry has put his. Man, nobody laughed at my little. Maybe if I would have said every Tom, Harry, Dick.
Oh, God. That's bad. You're terrible.
I have to show R.
No. I think you made it PG, but if you see PG movies nowadays, they're bad. Because remember, in Superman was PG, and his mom was giving birth or whatever, and she was there making noises of childbirth noises.
So it has to be R for that?
No, but I'm just saying that my stuff, a lot of songs, the same lines.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
And you know what? I can't say it because this is a soapbox, so everything...
We just talk about it. That's right. We're going to clean it all out. What else do we have to talk about need to clean that up? Other than the stupid flags and the stupid COVID.
Yeah, and to top it off, I've gotten to where I enjoy going to the state park and attempt to witness seeing Bigfoot. However,
Bigfoot's underwater now.
Yeah, because
the park is underwater.
Of all the rain, all the trails and that were flooded. So I didn't even get to do that, so... I'm like, you know.
Time to go on the surf race. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Play that funky music. Well, they got to get rid of that song.
Why?
We can't have that song anymore.
Because the song goes, play that funky music, white boy.
Yep. We can't do it. They're going to have to get rid of that song.
Oh, my God. That's about like saying you got to freaking get rid of, like, white milk.
You do.
I know. I'm not drinking chocolate all the time. I am not putting chocolate milk in my Rice Krispies that I'm not going to have.
Or your pancakes without Aunt Jemima.
I know.
Or Mrs. Butterworth. Oh, I got one for you. I bet you guys haven't seen this. Guess who else has to change because they don't want to be associated with something? Cheetos.
They're making them green.
Because they don't want to be associated with Trump.
I think that's a joke.
I saw that. I thought that was funny.
I think I would eat cream Cheetos. I think that would be cool, but
it's a cool Halloween thing, but not.
Then you could go around
saying,
"Look,
I don't think they taste any different."
Well, yeah, that's true. They wouldn't, because it's like that.
They would just put food coloring in the cheese powder. That's it.
Food coloring in the what? Yeah,
put
food coloring. Yeah,
dye
okay.
In the cheese powder.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember that ketchup? Lexi wouldn't eat it. It was a different.
It was green.
Yeah, it was green. And we kept telling her it tasted like ketchup. It was just green, and she would not touch it. I loved it.
Yeah, I remember those. Those are cool.
Well, since we're on that subject now, do you guys remember all the different flavors of peanut butter they came out with that time? They had like a chocolate one. It was all these different ones. I think there was a vanilla. There was a strawberry. And those were good.
What is that?
It had this flavor of peanut butter.
I don't remember the strawberry one, but I remember the chocolate and vanilla one.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Chocolate peanut butter?
Yeah. It's like Nutella, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you guys a curiosity question, though. And I don't want to cause a big... But how do you guys honestly feel about all these statues being removed?
You can't see my eyes rolling on the show, but my eyes are rolling on the show.
I mean, I thought we were supposed to learn from our past and build from our past, but now, you know, and I hate to say it, but I feel like I have to relearn my history. I have to change everything because, you know, I realize everything that I learned, like, you know, my first president was not who I thought it was. The first president of the United States was Obama.
What?
Yeah, because they've erased all the other ones.
And it just...
What?
It makes me... Yeah, they're wanting to erase all the other presidents because of everything. And like I said, I mean, you know, people bring up good key points talking about, you know, it was the past. How are you going to blame people of today for the past? Times have changed. I mean, because...
Okay, here's me getting on my soapbox for a few minutes. The whole point of our history is to learn from it. If we don't learn from it, we're doomed to repeat it. And that's what's going on now. People are seeing these Confederate statues and only seeing them for what they were. They were to represent people who were fighting to keep slavery. And that's all that they're seeing. They're not seeing the history behind the entire process, the entire side of the Confederate and the Civil War. We're supposed to learn from that again. Everybody is so easily offended these days because everybody's a lightweight little snowflake. And they're like, oh, that's offensive. Oh, there's a black man there on that pedestal. Oh, So they're trying to erase history, and you can't do that. Trying to erase all the presidents before Barack Obama is not going to change anything. Trying to erase our history as a country is not going to change anything. It's still going to be our history. Whether you want to learn from it or not, it's still going to be our history. That's it. Done. Said and done. It's our history. Can't change it. It's in the past.
Without it, we'd be out of a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have the history, we wouldn't have paranormal activity. We wouldn't know anything about our paranormal activity.
True. If we didn't have history, we wouldn't know what to learn from.
Exactly.
Yeah, we thought about it that way, but it's true.
You know, I mean, they want it to be a certain way, but what do you have it to, if you erase that, what do you have it to compare to?
Nothing. You have, there is nothing left.
You know the saying?
You try to erase our history, there's nothing
going
to be left.
You had to go through the storm to get to the rainbow? Well, you had to go through that history to get to what it is now. Or what you want it to be now.
Because I guess what I don't understand is, too, why people are not seeing that they need to realize who all they're hurting. Because, and I'm not going to stay on this too long, but this Aunt Jemima, I mean, Aunt Jemima was someone who started with nothing, and she did something so amazing and made a name for her and for her family and her family's family and her family's family, and now people are taking that away from her. Basically saying she didn't matter. They're just looking at their own, and that's what I've had to learn. You can't look at your own thoughts in this. You have to look at the big picture in this.
And that's
and that's what
I'm with some of these people in the Black Lives Matter movement. They've been blinded by one point in history. They've been blinded by one mindset, one movement, one particular thing. So they have a one-track mind, and that's all that matters to them. So if you try to argue with them and explain the bigger picture to them, they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on with our friend here and another supposed friend of hers. She's not getting the bigger picture. She's is just blinded by the fact that this means this, and that's all there is to it. That's all she sees. I'm not going to mention names, but that's what's going on. So.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating about this whole thing, is everybody's so blind right now. Everybody's so focused on one particular thing, they're not really seeing the bigger picture that, hey, this actually might hurt somebody, like Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's rice, whatever. These kind of things are going to affect somebody and somebody's family. You know? What are you going to do
then? I know, Mrs. Butterworth. When I was a kid, I thought I was the coolest dude. I would literally have the bottle in front of me, and I'd make her walk on my table, and I'd talk to her and stuff.
You didn't look at it like, oh, my God, she was a slave. Let's just get this out of here. It's a freaking bottle. But you took it as your girlfriend, but it was a bottle.
Okay, so I have issues. I talk to your Jeep and I talk to a syrup bottle.
Okay, talk to the car is not so bad because I talk to mine.
Do you sing to it?
No. But you have the name, though.
I got to beep it.
Yeah, he's like, baby girl, baby girl.
And you know what the weird part is, though? If I do that,
she gets mad and starts spitting sputtering and stomping. She just, she don't like it.
And it will literally stop. It will literally stop playing songs that we normally listen to.
Oh yeah, she pouts. She pouts.
And you think I'm kidding?
She
I'm serious. It's crazy.
She does. She we. My car is the second in a second generation of Chris Singh. Let me tell you. But it's a good thing. She's a good girl.
Yeah. Like, I want to also, for all the listeners, please do not be offended by anything that was said on tonight's show. These are only our opinions. Everybody's opinion counts in my eyes, you know. I see both sides, but I just want people to understand that, you know, for you, you may be thinking you're doing good, but taking away someone's history, that kind of a wound that's cut deep. So,
you know, Elias is supposed to be taking American history in college. She'll be taking it this semester, but probably next semester. It's not fall. It'll be the spring semester she'll be doing it. I don't want her to take it because none of it's going to be true anymore. She's going to learn all this stuff for what? And it's not true.
No. And it's sad.
But what scares me the most is they're going to take this book, they're going to take this American history book, and they're going to be like, they're going to teach her what they want to know. What they want her to know. They're going to teach her history as it is right now. All that other crappy race.
Yeah, that's true. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to share tonight? Because since we've put a little nugget of paranormal out there, put a little nugget of COVID out there, and put a little nugget of
history
out there. Maybe we'll.
And we have to wake up at 0:30.
Yeah.
Maybe we might go cut it short tonight.
Yeah.
Let Rookie get that to work.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I want to say, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry. I am from Indiana, and I was raised by a very blunt woman. My grandmother was a very blunt, straightforward woman, and I took after her a lot. So, you may not like me for my blunt straightforwardness, but that's the way I am. So, bite me and get over it.
I hear you.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm from the backwoods of North Carolina. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is listen to me. And a Confederate flag, to me, is not what everybody else is thinking. So I am sorry for those of you that think I'm an idiot because of the way I think. So I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but I think what I think. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. Confederate flag to me is General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. It doesn't say slavery. I probably didn't even know what a slave was back then. No, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, so hope everybody has a good night tonight.
On Saturday, Ruka.
Yep, I will see you guys on Saturday at Fort Monroe.
Okay.
Yay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.